It's been a long, long time since we've dedicated a series exclusively to secular music, but because of our friends from Flanders, we're going to have a wonderful celebration in our Music from the Lowlands series, all dedicated to the great dance collection centering on one amazing figure, the fabulous Tielman Suzado in Antwerp. This week on Millennium of Music, I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. And of course, don't forget that we continue our association with our partners at the Tourist Office for Flanders, Belgium, and New York. For more information on Brussels and Flanders, you can contact the Tourist Office at www.visitflanders.us. We're also on Facebook. There's a Twitter site. I am an old-fashioned person, so I know nothing of this. I'm going to completely express ignorance, except for the fact that something fabulous happening in Brussels, as I think we've been telling you for pretty much all spring. That is that the opening of the Magritte Museum is on June the 2nd. You can visit the website and find out a lot more about that. A lot of excitement internationally about that as well. Tielman Suzado comes to Antwerp, has a three-story building, the bottom floor. He has his publishing house, second floor. He makes musical instruments on the top floor. He lives. He played Krumhorn for the town band. What an incredibly charming individual in the history of music. And among many other things, he was one of those people who, well, he actually put a huge Krumhorn in the front of the house. You'd be able to see what was going on inside of this house if you were illiterate. Happily, he left us this bequeathal of fantastic music. We're going to turn to some of the earliest recordings made of this material and listen to some of these great works. The earliest one I'm going to go to is the Kapelle Antique of Munich. The one person I've never had a chance to interview who I'd love to is Konrad Ruland. Wow, that would be an amazing experience. For a long time, this very first piece we're going to hear was our theme song, the Pavane Mille Regrets of Josquin des Prez, published in the 1551 collection of Danserie. Then, since this also has a couple of Lowlands pieces here for voice, we'll turn to those works as well from the recording Love Songs and Dances from the Renaissance with the Kapelle Antique of Munich and Konrad Ruland. Thank you.
Sehen wir in vielen Jahren.
So we are listening to music from the lowlands, centering on the fabulous figure of Tilman Suzzato from these early recordings. That will take us back to 1968, the Kapella Antiqua of Munich, directed by Konrad Ruhland. Let's move the clock forward here to 1970. And this is the Musica Aurea Ensemble, conducted by Jean Voltesch. Again, there were a lot of these recordings that came out on, you know, the golden dance hits of the Renaissance and dance music of the High Renaissance and all these sort of things. And the Suzzato collection includes the Entrance of the Fools, the Bergerette Saint Roch, Four Galliards, Two Allemands, A Ronde and a Brawl. This was a way to bring this wonderful and delightful music to a general audience. These recordings were very, very popular. And here's a recording from 1970 again of material published by Tilman Suzzato.
Thank you. voulais en parler, Jésus de l'amour. Un jour qu'elle était seulette, je lui en appris deux ou trois jours. Après avoir senti le goût de je l'empoigne, je l'embrasse, je la fringue forte. Elle ne crie, ne cesse, je lui dis, pour me gâter, laissez-moi petite grâce, vous avez grand tort. Mais quand ce vin a senti le doux poing, vous laissez lui mourir si doucement, que son lasque lui tremble fort et point.
from 1970 and one of those collections of dance musics of the Renaissance, one of those, you know, greatest hits, golden hits of the Renaissance. That is Jean Voltaire and his Musica Aria Ensemble. We're listening to some of the early recordings of music from the lowlands and the secular world this week on Millennium of Music. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. All right, here is yet another collection of one of those greatest hits recordings that came out in the same time frame from 1971. This is Michael Moreau's wonderful ensemble, the Musica Reservata. He actually helped with the rediscovery and remastering of these. For a while, a group called Boston Skyline was bringing these classic discs out on CD. Here is a set from that 1971 collection of Suzzato published material. You hear some of the same songs, but a different take on them by the Musica Reservata Ensemble.
Thank you.
That's the Musica Reservata Ensemble. Once again, we're hearing a take on the secular dance material from the lowlands, centering on the genius of Tilmon Suzzato, who lived from somewhere around, I think, 1500 to 1562, publishing, writing. He published the very first collection ever of lassus. I mean, he was an amazing person. And it's grand to hear these classic recordings. Hope you're enjoying that this week here on Millennium of Music. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis.
Mein Dienst hab ich ihm schworen. halten stetiglich mit Wilderns untertan, die Weih ich liebe.
I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. We have saved this most important thing for last. These are the collections of performances by David Munro and his Early Music Consort of London, also from 1971. And these recordings had a huge impact. Much of this music wound its way into the Six Wives of Henry VIII BBC production. And it made David Munro sort of a household name. His death by suicide 5 years later was one of the most profound blows in the history of early music, and the history of music for that matter. This music had an incomparable impact on my interest in early music, and all I can tell you is that these performances are more or less definitive today as they were in 1971. Here's the Early Music Consort of London, conducted by David Munro, music published by Tilman Suzzato.
Thank you. Thank you.
the incomparable David Monroe, 12 Dances from the Dancery, the 1551 collection, the Early Music Consort of London. And how great to hear this music, secular music of the lowlands from that incredible house in Antwerp where so much great music came. By the way, Antwerp is a great city. You should visit it for countless reasons. You know, they want to sell you on the shopping and how groovy it all is. I want to sell you on the music museum and the cathedral and the history of this extraordinary place. It's just it's a great town to go to. Very special thanks to our partners at the Tourist Office for Flanders, Belgium in New York. And for more information on Brussels and Flanders, you can contact the Tourist Office, www.visitflanders.us, where everyone urges you to make sure to look at the new Magritte Museum opening in Brussels on June the 2nd. I hope to be there for the very day of the opening, and I'll give you a full report, I do promise. And thanks to our technical director, Christopher Drummond. For Millennium of Music, this has been your producer and host. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis.